here always Srimad Bhagavat is going on. None cares for Dhyan and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavat it is written, no use of Dhyan and Vairagya. Always chant Hari name. Listen Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavat. Roam, always roaming in Vrindavan, forest, like Sevapunya, Nirvan, Rasasthali, and all other places. Always sitting there, taking dust of these good places on eyes, ears, in heart, and pray that the Supreme to Gopi Prem to come in our heart. This is the man. So for Uddhar of all others, it was done in Naimisharanya, it was done in Haridwar, also in where Parikshit Maharaj said, Sukartala. In Vrindavan, always Krishna Lila is going on. Whole Bhagavat is going on.
Happening. More than hearing.
If one goes in Vrindavan here and there, in Dan Gali, Man Gali, Kunji Gali, Seva Gali, no? His parikrama of whole Vrindavan is done. His sadhan bhajan is done. Everything. Krishna will see that I'll have to give this Krishna. So he follows that person. How to be? Anyhow he will give. As we are hankering for Krishna Prem, he is also hankering how to give him. Unko koi bahana chahiye. Bahana karke de. Understand? What?
Bahana means some like trick or some
level way. He is seeking some trick how to give him. Anyhow. He has played any trick to this devotee. Perhaps you have gone in the trap of Krishna. When I saw her in Bombay, I wished heartily. That she is a very beautiful lady and she has served this spiritual master in so many ways. So he should be blessed by love. Anyhow she come to Vrindavan. And she played any trick and she became of Vrindavan more than me. I am here in Kansaraj in Mathura and she went at
we were wondering if you could teach us how to say it or give us more meaning of it to help us say it from the heart, because we say it so dry. It just comes and then it's over and then there's nothing happens.
Now you are thinking that you are dry.
Yeah.
At first you are not thinking like so.
No, I was so interested.
Now how? Why you are now thinking that you are dry?
Because I don't have any love when I chant Hare Krishna or Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra will dry your heart.
What do you mean dry?
It don't do. Ladies don't do.
But
in our section, in Gaudiya Mathura, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, from Prabhupada, from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only male person can do that, and all other monks can do it very well.
And Prabhupada gave this to everybody, the ladies and the
every monk. You should do, because your guru has told you. But trace something deep, more trace, give more emphasis. Some more emphasis on other men. Guru Gayatri.
Oh yeah, the Gayatri is just the first, but of the others we don't say good either. The Kam Gayatri, the
Deep. Yeah. She doesn't know how to say any of them.
More stress on all this.
She says that she doesn't know how to say any of them.
Your spiritual master has given something. You have to increase. He has given seed. Now, what?
Ankur.
Ankur.
Yeah.
Then, very green leaves will come. Some flowers will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in this despair. Manaliti ji, Narkita Charim Chirat Karuneya Avatirana Prabhu. Have you heard this slok? You? So give this donation to world. What? Unnat Ujjvala Rasan. What is Unnat Ujjvala
Rasan? Madhura.
This how to learn this? Not he has come to give how Yashoda loves Krishna. It has been given before, and Vallabhacharya and all others have been given. They are given. How Sakha loves to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this. How Rukmini and Saptamama loves Krishna. It has been also given in Ramchandra and by Krishna. Krishna has given also. But then, so this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Malli, that's it. What thing? Unnata, Ujjvala, Rasan, Sriyam. Sriyam. He has come to give Sri, not Ujjvala Rasan. He has come to test Unnat Ujjvalara, the power of Radhika. Understand? This thing cannot be given because it is Mahabhava. So very highest thought. But if Sri can be given. What is Sri? Sri means beauty. That is, there is a creeper. No?
Yes.
You know Kripa? Kripa is Srimati, Radhika. No? Its beauty is its lips and flowers. You know? When Kripa's lips and flowers,
move in
air,
the
what?
They move gently in the breeze, when the breeze
then
comes.
We will see that, Kripa is so good. But if there is no flower, no leaf in that,
no beauty.
There is no beauty. We don't want to be Srimati Radhika, the creeper, but we want to be the leaves and flowers of the creeper. That is Palyadasi or Srimati Radhika. Not one. Understand something? This is a hymn. Now you can go. Gradually you should read. It will help you so much. Madhurya Kadambani Jaiva Dharma. And then if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavat, that is so much distressful for you.
What is it?
How to do Raga Nivara?
Yeah, when you're sick.
When grief comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to achieve in any way, by hook and crook. If grief comes, whether it is seen to love Krishna, or whether it is so punya, punya means fortune, he does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. See here. It may be wrong or right. No. It may be pap or punya, but I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything, but no care. That is called greed of Raga Nivara. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, you think like a machli fish when it is out of water and get life. He does not know wrong or right. He only wants to love Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharman, na dharman. I don't wish to palan karna. I wish to obey the orders of Vedas. What is dharma? And I don't also want to disobey the orders. I have no need at all. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, whether it is right or wrong or anything. How it will be? It will be by hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Prabodhananda Saraswati, have you heard? He is a miraculous person, kavi, poet, bhakta poet. Jascha pada vasanañcala telanuttha dhanyāti dhanya pavanena kṛtārthamāni yogendra durgam gatir madhusudunoti tasya namaste vidhān bhūti. Have you heard this slok? Never? You have none? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger. And she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. She did like... like this. Krishna wanted to please Srimati, but she was not in a position to displease. She was in so anger. She tried by so many skills. She also brought down So this lotus feet of Srimati Gandhika, I will not do again what I have done then, but wrongly I have done. This is this way. Yet she told her maid servant, Palya Dati, Rukmanjari and Rasimanjari. That's it. This man is so clever. He knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. No? What?
Black.
Everywhere it is, inner side also black, outer side also black. So, tell him and request that person, teacher, to go away from here. And he should never come here. So, Gopi told him, oh black person, you should come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, Gopi threatened Krishna to leave this place as soon. So Krishna went from that place. But she was so unhappy. She was standing at one side of Radhaka and Srimati was standing on other side of Radhaka. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radhakund, Radha was in west side, and air very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling. From Radhakund, Beli, Chameli, Jui and Kadamba. So, taking the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. She was not in a mood to go speedy. So, if a man takes something from him, he cannot walk slowly. So, it was coming, the air was blowing. But very gently, and that air took the corner of Radha, what? Anchal. You know Anchal? What is it? This. No. Yes. This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. So air was blown, and from that the corner of Srimati Radhika Anchal means this. Yeah. So it began to do like this. And presence of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers. Then now Srimati, scent of Srimati Radhika body also made. And it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he saw that this fragrance is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite perceived. He is quite known to that fragrance. So at once he saw that, he thought that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell, and tears were coming from Krishna eyes. And he shut up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embraced
Srimati Radhika. And thought that as wholly, truly have the association of Srimati Radhika. The poet, who is writing this slok, is telling that Krishna is so much very hard to have the darshan of Krishna lotus feet. Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narad and all other himself Buddha can have darshan of Jong, Brajesh, Nandan Krishna, Nandanandan, Radha Kand Krishna. He is Radha Kand at Radha Kumar, Gopi Kand, Vrindavan Vilasi Krishna. And Vrindavan Vilasi is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilasi are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling that Dumita, Ekhanara, Dumita, that air touching the body of the Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate air, when came to Krishna, Krishna sets the smell of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna eyes were shut up and now he is thinking, my whole life is
successful.
So I am him. Successful. My life is now successful. So I go down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will go down to the lotus feet dust. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. For anything to pray Radhika just out. So I pray only that Disha. Disha means that
direction.
Where Radhika is.
Do we also pray for the air here in Vrindavan to give us Krishna consciousness?
You should know. You should think what to do.
Well, you said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
One may flow. Everything has it. But that could be any good taste. That is rasi. They will get the juice of all these and give to others and make them rasi. By hearing all these slogans, breathe
progressing. Peace being peace. But how can I start in here? One Siddhartha Radhika. Krishna knows, so he becomes so much merciful to that sadhak. This is the way to go towards Kunti. Remembering one slope and thinking the meaning of that slope. This is Raganuga Bhajan.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa, the 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram Ram. Yasya kadapi vasanam chalakhe lanu, dhanyati dhanya pamane nakitatthamani, yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanoti, Tasya namastu vrishubhanu bhūyo. Then this is so. A sadhak goes down to earth and goes like this. But
rolling.
Rolling. Betting, rolling.
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being a devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste, mellow.
Huh?
Taste, mellow.
In English? What word? Rasa.
Taste.
That's very good. Rasa means here. In glass there is some liquid
juice.
But juice is not a rasa. A dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Ask Srimati Radhika and gopis drink. That is called a rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on their bed.
In here? No? And they took Krishna, got a seat here, and the kumkum dust. Makes this Krishna lotus feet. No? And then Krishna lost that dust. And after that, that dust from Krishna, when he
walks,
that dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust. The kumkum dust. And it is full of rasa. Ocean of rasa is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rasa. Understand?
But the dust are not, they're not devotees. They're not pure devotees. Because you said praise the dust.
We want to taste rasa. We don't want to be rasa. That dust. We want to take that dust here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urgaya Padabhya Raja. Very good sloka in Srimad Bhagavata. Gopis are telling in Venunath, Venu Gita. Have you heard Venu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya, chapter. Varaha pilam natavarabhu karnayu karnikaya. this slok. Best slok of Krishna's self-description. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This slok is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last slok is Purna Pulinda. Purna Pulinda means the Pulinda girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a hilly, right?
Aboriginal.
Original. That girl I do. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hill. So this girl in morning they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Well, you know, cow dung. They have come to collect all this. Some sticks for fuel, cow dung for fuel. So that wild girl, but beautiful. Some blackish, not as gopi, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all this. She saw a spot of Krishna's face upon grasses. In morning, whoa. Drops of
dew.
Huh?
Dew.
Next grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket's name?
That's where Krishna and Gopis have.
Last time I saw you, I was doing the same thing. So then, this marriage and the what?
And the kumkum mixed on his feet.
Was
then
red with him. So it was wet and some water mixed. It becomes so some liquid. Some pulling. She is like pulling. What I got there?
Yes, it became wet. The kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear or I may stop here.
Yes.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
So then, she, at once she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become house. मैं बेकार हिंदी क्यों नहीं पढ़ता ऐसा बार करेगा it became so synthetic. Synthetic होता है full of emotion and she couldn't take herself. She wanted to at once embrace Krishna. She was out of her control. Improvised she looked Krishna and Krishna. Up aside, here, here, everywhere. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and everywhere. Her brain, love, went 1,000 times. Waves were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, she began. She at once thought that Krishna has embraced her. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that girl. She has no connection with Srimati, Krishna. That lady, that girl, had no touch Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only the dust, that is kumkum, and it was on grass, and from grass it is. Krishna is so far away. But yet, he has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be dead and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, hilly tribe girl. Because he has no shame, no binding. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be God. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbing me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So I
that Pulinda Kanya, to have everything, to take darshan of Krishna, to take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Feeling of the dust.
But that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust? But Radhika is telling him itself. He is not understanding that, understanding that this kumkum
is my. Angi means, what is Angi mean?
Angi means body.
Oh, he wears kumkum on her body, so she's called kumkum Angi.
No. Having the kumkum in her body is kumkum Angi. And Krishna may be kumkum Anga. Well, protect the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkum Anga. Try to think all these things and pray Krishna and to do dust of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi and all to give you that this thing. This is called Radha Nuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard, though, that you said because the lady could not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every pastor has said so. Srimad Bhagavat has also said, but it should be applied to qualified guru and vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your guru was qualified. Our guru dev was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was. No, no. I'm not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell. If he will take my name, he will be in hell. What shall I say? Kajan. Vyachar. Vibhavari says,
we sing it every morning.
Vibhavari is in morning.
So Mangalarti.
Your Prabhupada used to, was very fond of this song when I used to song, and he always want to hear my this song.
Prabhupada used to sing for him?
Eh?
Used to sing for him?
Huh? When he met me, he always requested me that you should sing something. And he used to
play marimba. And you played kartal?
Kartal.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
But my Gurudev has gone. He has also gone to upper Golok Vaikunth. They have taken my gala, songs and everything with them. My song is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet
because it's coming from a pure heart. It's called number 7. Taken my What? So many times. When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven. At that time. He called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily. And I used to go. Bhavanand Samal Krishna, Jayaprasaka Swami, Charu Maharaj, they used to come with cars and take me to there. Kya ji? Kaise aa gaya?
Maharaj and Dhananda Maharaj about the Jaivadharma. When you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Satrika, I know Dhanadhar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Radha Nuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?